Hello, my name is Brian Tracy, and welcome to this program. Your job as a manager is to get results quickly, efficiently, effectively, and at the lowest cost. Your entire success in your life as a manager, as an executive, your income, your level of promotion, your position, and everything that happens to you will be determined by your effectiveness in getting the job done in a timely fashion. In this program, you're going to learn the 21 greatest management principles ever discovered. You're going to learn how to get vastly more done than you ever imagined possible. You'll learn how to double and triple your productivity and to make yourself one of the most valuable people in your organization. Let me tell you where these ideas come from. I started off my life with no advantages. I didn't graduate from high school. I worked at laboring jobs for several years and until I drifted into sales. In sales, I struggled for many months until I began asking, why is it that some salespeople are more successful than others? That's when I learned the law of cause and effect. This law says that there is a cause for every effect, a reason for everything that happens. So I went and asked one of the top salespeople what he was doing differently from me. And he told me. And I did it. And my sales went up. From that point on, I read every book, I listened to every tape, I spoke to every sales professional, and I attended every seminar. And my sales went up and up and up until finally they made me a sales manager. As a sales manager with no training or experience, I ordered people around and told them what to do. In no time at all, they all quit. I then realized that management is based on the law of cause and effect as well. If you want to be an effective manager, you have to find out what other effective managers do and then do the same thing until you get the same results. So I began at the beginning. I went and asked other successful sales managers how it was that they were able to recruit, manage, motivate, and build successful teams. And they told me, and I practiced it, and I got better results. I then began reading everything I could find on the subject. I took additional courses. I listened to audio programs. Within 1 year, I had built sales organizations in 6 countries and gone from failure and frustration to success and high income. In my 30s, I went back to school and took an executive MBA program from a major university. I invested more than 4,000 hours taking business courses on every conceivable subject. In the meantime, I worked as a manager, an executive, and eventually as the chief operating officer of a $265 million company. Over the past 20 years, I have worked with more than 500 businesses, large and small, from entrepreneurial startups to Fortune 500 companies. In every case, I've been searching for the so-called secrets of success in management. Why is it that some managers are more successful than others? What I've learned is that management is a profession. It's both an art and a science. It's based on technique and methodology. There are certain things that you can do that will bring you extraordinary results as a manager in getting the job done on time and on schedule. And what anyone else has done, you can do as well. No one is better than you, and no one is smarter than you. The reason that some managers are outperforming other managers is because they have learned what to do and what not to do. They have applied these key lessons over and over again until they've mastered them. All successful managers have 3 orientations. First, they are result-oriented. They are intensely focused on getting the job done and getting it done well. Second, they are solution-oriented. They are intensely focused on finding the solutions to the obstacles and roadblocks that occur all day long, rather than making excuses or blaming other people. Third, all successful managers are intensely action-oriented. They are constantly in motion. They manage by wandering around and by keeping their hands on the pulse of their departments or companies. When you get a good idea from this program, you should resolve to take action on it immediately. There's a direct relationship between how quickly you take action on a new idea and how likely it is that you will ever take action on any new idea at all. If it works, you've learned a new skill. If it doesn't work immediately, you get feedback that enables you to self-correct and move ahead. Now, let us begin.